This is an amazing set of parables. We all have some glimpse of this. One member of the family goes wandering off and finally comes back. Everybody's happy. Has a big supper or something happens, you know. Why? Love. Love is like that. And so, tax collectors and sinners, you see, they're coming. But the Pharisees and scribes, see, they're profoundly mixed up about the nature of religion. Religion is not observance, it's heart. And our Lord is saying, you know, anybody with a heart can understand what I'm saying. Do we need observance? Yeah. No, I think, anyway, it'll work. Here is the eternal Son of God standing there telling us what the law of heaven is, rejoicing over somebody who comes back. Rejoicing. Now I say, well, now that you're back, you can sit over there. You know? The shepherd, he puts this little lamb on his shoulders, carries it back. Now, as you know, or maybe you don't, sheep are about the dumbest animal God ever made. It's a perfect example for us. You know? Why wouldn't this dumb sheep just stay there with the rest of the flock? You know what? To begin with, you see. And then why wouldn't the shepherd say, well, if that one's so dumb, let him go. No. Go after him. And the woman, these 10 coins are not just 10 25-cent pieces or something, you see. This is her dowry. And they still do, I guess, I don't know now, because it's been 30-something years since I lived there. But in the villages, the women, still, every village had its own embroidery on the women's bodice, you see. They didn't wear it all the time, but you could tell the village from the way the women were dressed. Into their head scarf, they sewed the coins of their dowry. So losing one of those is very precious, even if it's not worth a lot of money. You see, there's a word in Hebrew, segula. Segula is something which in itself does not have a great value, but it has a great value to the owner. See, God calls Israel my segula. You're not worth much, but you're worth a lot to me. And so this coin is like that, you see. And so she sweeps the house, lights the lamp, and then when she finds it, has a party. Now, take that. You know what's going to happen next, don't you? We're in Luke 15, and the next parable is going to be which one? It's going to be the prodigal son, right? Luke collects them all together here in chapter 15. I think it's important to meditate on that. This is God himself standing there in his humanity telling us what he's like. That's what he's doing. If you wander away, I'll go look for you. And if you'll come back with me, I'll have a party in heaven. That's what he's saying. How do we ever get into that? I think we just read the text over and then sit and think. And just beg the Holy Spirit. Look, we've heard them 100 times. You know, we can recite them. We know all about them. Except the main point, which is the love and the mercy of God. And this is one of the main reasons why we need to have a regular life of prayer. Every day, show up so that we get used to Him and we get to know Him. And when we know Him and know His love, that's when we're free. We're free. And of course, we want to love back. That's the whole point. The other fellows, Pharisees, scribes, they have reduced religion to observance and not to heart. We can do that. We can do that. So when you get a chance today, it's Luke 15, verse 10 verses, just read it and say, Holy Spirit, open this up for me. I want to know the love that Jesus Christ, God, has for me. I would like to be a saint. And I'm putzing around down here, half obedient, half disobedient. And that's enough of that. But I can't do it unless you win me over.